As the years go by and computing devices become ubiquitous, kids get better and better at using them. In fact, they often catch on a lot faster than adults when the latest gadget comes out. So it certainly makes sense to incorporate technology into the learning process. Schools have many more computers than they once did. The Eagle Point District in Jackson County, which includes White City, Shady Cove, and other communities, will put iPads in the hands of kindergartners this school year. Tina Mondale is the Director of School Improvement for Eagle Point School District No. 9 and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. Tina, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Before we talk about gadgets, let's just talk about kindergarten generally in the district this year. There's a bit of a change, I understand.
There is, actually. We're very excited to talk about kindergarten. We're able, through some very judicious budgeting over the last few years, to offer full-day kindergarten in all of our schools this year. And so we're very excited about that for our families.
Kindergarten has been very different, I guess, for a few years anyway. Those of us who went to kindergarten, let's just leave it at this, many years ago. Remember when it was mostly playtime? It's not like that at all anymore, though, is it?
Well, kindergarten's very focused, and they've got lots of things to learn. There still is playtime there, though. You'll be happy to hear that. Play is a lot about developmental abilities and developing them for young children. And so we don't want to do away with play, for sure. But they do lots of other things during kindergarten as well.
So full-day kindergarten in the Eagle Point District starting this year. And mm-hmm. And what's the enrollment like? Is this your biggest number yet?
We actually are seeing very, very encouraging numbers. And so we've had, this is, as you know, the week that teachers come back to school. And so we have a lot of orientation sessions and welcome back to school sessions for our kindergarten families. And we're seeing lots of families out there. So that's exciting.
I understand the number is somewhere around 300. Would that represent, if it does in fact turn out to be 300 kindergartners, would that be your largest kindergarten across the district?
300 is about what we usually have for our kindergartens, even in our half-day program. And we've seen at least that many, if not more, this week.
I know that Oregon is generally moving toward a full-day kindergarten, and I understand there were not many or any dollars attached to that when the legislature made that move?
That actually was several years ago. You know, just looking at the information about where our kindergartners come in and the gaps in learning that we were seeing across the state, the legislature several years ago identified that as a priority. There have not been additional dollars set aside for that at this time. The mandate actually doesn't go into effect for the entire state until next year. So I guess that gives the legislature this year to look at that.
And gives the Eagle Point District a chance to pat itself on the back for certainly getting ahead of the curve a little bit.
Absolutely. We went out there and found the best kindergarten teachers we could find across the state and actually across the country. So we're very excited about the people that we've brought in to be teachers in kindergarten this year.
All right. So it's more than teachers, certainly. Technology coming into the kindergarten classrooms this year, too. I mean, give us a little comparison about what was there in the half-day kindergarten in previous years and how different, if any, the technology level will be this year.
Well, we have purchased mobile devices over the last few years for teaching and learning across the district. Last year, we put small groups of iPads in each kindergarten classroom so that teachers could work with small groups of students. We saw a lot of engagement, and we saw heard from teachers that those were very powerful in the hands of kindergartners. So we are expanding that this year, really, to make a mobile device, an iPad in this case, available for every student.
Wow, so every student gets the use of the iPad during that time in kindergarten.
Yes.
Was there any break in buying a bunch of iPads in bulk and any assistance or grants that you got to help you buy those?
We did not have, there's not really much of a break in buying them in bulk. We, the ironic thing is, as we are moving forward in technology, really iPad devices are considered curriculum. Most of our curriculum is really delivered digitally anymore. Most of the textbook companies and other access to information all comes over the internet. And so what we try to do is leverage some of our curriculum dollars in order to buy some of these devices that will allow kids to access the curriculum online.
So you really don't have to buy books, it sounds like, or
right.
at least the hard physical books.
We're really transitioning away from paper curriculum and onto the Internet.
Tina Mondale is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, the director of school improvement in Jackson County School District Number 9, which is the Eagle Point, Shady Cove, White City District. We're talking about iPads for all kindergartners this year. Join us on the Exchange if you have questions or comments, 800-838-3760 around the region. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Or by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Was there a good second choice out there, or were the iPads really the best for the needs of kindergartens in the district?
Well, you know, we're really looking, when we look at technology, any technology purchase that we do for teaching and learning, we're really looking at two things. One is, does it allow us to do, students and teachers, to do what we are currently doing even better? So for, you know, almost any technology device will allow us to access the Internet. It will allow us to get information, which are, those are kinds of things that we do already. What the iPad or any mobile device does is it actually allows students to create with it. So it's a multimedia device. So it allows students to take information, which frankly we can all get by Googling anymore, and it allows them to do something with that information, create a new learning or a new understanding, and then share that with people. So we were really purposeful about wanting to put these multimedia mobile devices in the hands of teachers and students because that really elevates the learning in the classroom.
If listeners do what we did yesterday, which is just look at iPad and Classroom on Google, there's just an amazing amount of stuff out there available for learning through the iPad.
It is. It's amazing. And, you know, as many amazing things as there are out there as far as information and apps that students and teachers can use, what is really even more amazing is what you see students do with the information and the learnings that they get, the things that they create, the movies, the slideshows, the recordings. You know, when you think about an iPad, it's a recording device. It's a video device. It's access to everything that's out there as far as information. So it's really it is amazing to see what students do and what teachers can do with multimedia.
I'm curious, Tina, though, about safeguards and warnings and restrictions and things like that. I mean, a kid with a piece of construction paper and a crayon can't put a video of the kid sitting next to him on the Internet. That possibility exists with an iPad, though.
It does. And I think that, you know, part of what we do with anything that comes into the classroom is there's a lot of teaching about appropriate use and inappropriate use. We, of course, any device that's on our network is filtered. So students have, there are filters to what they can access on the Internet. And a lot of it is teaching students about what's appropriate use and what isn't.
It seems like within some of the technology tools already available to teachers that it's not only just a matter of what each child can create on the iPad individually, but there can be lots of sharing, too, from the student's iPad to the teacher's workstation, that sort of thing.
All of our classrooms now have projectors and the ability to take one computer and project what's on that computer onto a screen, and teachers use that now. The iPads come with a something that's built into their software that basically allows any iPad to be projected onto the screen. So if the students are, for example, using a journal where they've taken a picture with their iPad camera and then written about that picture on their journal software, they can project that one at a time up onto the screen so that all the students in the room can see it and then have a discussion about that.
I'm feeling a little cold sweat here. Imagine moments in school when things that I was doodling on would have ended up in front of the whole class.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, kids love to share. So for the most part, that's the most exciting time in the classroom.
So, Tina Mondale, will each teacher decide which programs or apps to use with which kids? I mean, is it totally up to them how frequently the iPads are used in the classroom and what is used on them?
Well, we do a lot of work collaboratively in our teacher teams. And so the kindergarten team actually has been planning since last spring about what the days are going to look like, how they're going to structure and schedule their time this year. And they've already met several times this week. A lot of those decisions get made as a kindergarten team. So for apps and things like that that are going to be pushed out to all of the iPads, they already have a list of things that they want on every device. And then they meet periodically throughout the year to determine how what's working in the classroom, what's not working in the classroom, how are kids responding to these particular tool, whether it's an iPad or the reading curriculum or whatever it is. So a lot of our work here is really done collaboratively.
But at some point, the iPads do get put away, I'm assuming. I mean, they're not going to...
Yes. Yeah. No, we don't want to put an iPad in the hand of a kindergartner and put them in the corner any more than we would put a book or a piece of paper in their hands and expect that that's what they're going to do all day. iPads are a tool in the classroom, and they're a very engaging and exciting tool, but it's also very important that kids are moving, that there's music, that we have in whole group instruction, that we have individual instruction, that kids have socialization. I mean, all of those things are part of kindergarten and part of any classroom. So they have a particular purpose, and they're very useful for certain things, but certainly not all day.
Do you have any heebie-jeebies from your tech staff? Because kids do kids do drop things and sneeze and, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah, you know, we have did a lot of research about what kinds of covers to buy for the iPads, and there are some very effective covers out there that make dropping them not quite as scary as you might think. And in fact, over the last few years, we've had very, very little damage to iPads that we've purchased. So I think our tech department's A-okay on that.
Well, then there's the issue of portability, though. iPads are eminently portable, so, I mean, how do you keep them from walking off?
We have, I think Apple has thought about that, and there actually are pieces in the software that track the iPads so that if they walk off, we can turn on a little monitoring thing that tells us where they are.
All right. This seems like a long way from not that many years ago. I was part of a campaign that put together PSAs to try to get people to donate money so every classroom in the Medford School District could have two computers by the year 2000.
Yeah.
Seems like a long time ago, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I tell you, it is really amazing the way technology has transformed teaching and learning and continues to do that. It'll be exciting to see what happens in the future.
How intensive, then, is the training for the teachers? I have to believe they're spending a lot of time in sessions to get up to speed. I mean, basically, they have to catch up to the kids in some of these cases.
Yeah, I think the training for the teachers is really even more intense than the training for the students, because teachers have, you know, not only are they learning how to use a device that maybe they haven't used already, but then they're trying to learn how to apply it in the classroom and then how to manage it so that it is a useful tool and not a distraction to learning. And so they have had a lot of training. They'll continue to have training throughout the year. But there's a lot of enthusiasm. And I think anytime you give teachers a new tool to use and you show them just a little bit about what the possibilities are, you can just see that the teacher mind is working and they're very excited about what things they can do with iPads in the classroom this year.
And Tina, have you had to do some inventing of the wheel here, or have you had a chance to compare notes with other districts that have been technology intensive as well?
We certainly have looked at other districts around the country that have done the one-on-one devices and learned a lot from what to do and what not to do. This is really a movement around the country, and so we've learned lots of good lessons from districts around our state and around the country.
And outside of kindergarten, how prevalent is technology? I mean, are there iPads available for every first grader, ninth grader, whatever? I mean, are computers as ubiquitous around the rest of the school system?
Mm-hmm. We've had a push across the system for the last few years, and in most of our curriculum adoptions, the teachers have elected to adopt technology rather than hardcover books, because they're so much more adaptable to information and to what kids are doing. This year we adopted secondary language arts curriculum, new curriculum, and with that came iPad carts for every secondary language arts teacher. So the curriculum is very interactive. A lot of it is online. It connects to the History Channel, and it connects to the Biography Channel and all kinds of resources online. And so each classroom will have iPads for the kids in the classroom to connect to the technology and to the curriculum.
And when you stop and think about it, too, nobody's going to be stuck using a six-year-old textbook that's just simply out of date on the facts, because those get updated all the time now.
Absolutely.
Tina Mondale is the director of school improvement for Jackson County School District Number 9, the Eagle Point, White City, Shady Cove School District. Tina, thanks so much for joining us today to talk about technology and its prevalence in your district.
Thanks, Jeffrey.